From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Greek officials said Tuesday the government reached an agreement with international creditors on terms for a new bailout. Several details remain to be worked out, but the bulk of what is expected to be a $94 billion package was complete, according to officials. Greece's parliament is expected to vote on the measure by Thursday, with Eurozone finance ministers potentially giving their support by Friday. Greece needs the money by August 20th, when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. China's central bank has devalued its currency Tuesday in what it says was a one-time move to make rates more market-oriented. The yuan is allowed to fluctuate 2% above or below its central point, which is set daily by the People's Bank of China. The bank cut the rate by 1.9% as a result of a change that it said it would enhance the market orientation and benchmark status of central parity. Meanwhile, industry analyst says it won't make much difference.
If you have a 10% devaluation, then it might mean something, but 2% devaluation, if you follow by the wages and then the cost structure, etc., it has actually minimal effect on the economy.
A Japanese power company has restarted a nuclear reactor Tuesday, the first one to come back online under new safety regulations put in place following the 2011 Fukushima disaster. Kyushu Electric Power Company says it expects a reactor at its Sendai facility to be generating power by Friday. VOA News.